Keith in Traralgon. Sorry, hello, Keith.
Hi, how are you doing, Sally?
Very well, thank you. Go ahead.
I have some experience in maintenance of the Mikey equipment. And some of the statements that you're making, I'm a little bit concerned about. The fact that there is not equipment for customers to do top-ups of cards in the stations, in the unmanned stations, is probably inaccurate, would be the best way to describe it.
In country areas?
Correct.
Well, we just had a caller, I think it might have been, I can't remember her name, called in just before the news to say that, in fact, she had to go to Geelong.
Back at Marsh?
She had to go
in
to
Bacchus Marsh?
I can't remember where she... No, she wasn't from Bacchus Marsh, but she had to go to Geelong, I think, to do that top-up.
I know that there are customer vending machines at every station on the Geelong line, and that there is customer vending machines, so unmanned machines, where you can pay with cash or FTPOS.
Yeah, but the issue too, Keith, is about having to top up your card after 3 months, even if you...
It's only for online top-ups. So if the card has been topped up with cash at a CBM or at a customer portal at a station, then that issue is irrelevant.
Yeah, I think the larger issue is that the way that Mikey wants you to top up, and it's online. They want you to do it online, and it doesn't work for a large number of people who use it infrequently.
I think that perhaps rather than bagging the system, perhaps advising people the best way to do the top-ups would be a lot more productive.
Well, not everybody has access to the same kind of things, though. It depends where you live. It depends on your internet access and so on. I mean, people do have different needs in the way they travel and the way they...
Sure.
Yeah, anyway, absolutely. I mean, you do work for them. There's no 7-Eleven to top up in Warrnambool, I think. But anyway, Keith, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Phyllis now in Fairfield. Hi, Phyllis.
Oh, hi, Sally. Thanks for your time. Look, I have a MyKey card that is useless. I have $35 on it. Now, I had it checked at the news agent, and he said there is a problem that in the reading, the MyKey card won't read, it won't register, so I'm not able to use it. And he gave me a form to fill in, which I haven't done yet, but I think they charge a certain amount if they have to do something about it. So it is annoying, because when you go to use a card, you're expected to work.
Indeed you do, and in fact, Phyllis, my card's not working at the moment. I've got an automatic Mikey top-up card, but we changed banks recently, and guess what? It is $10 per card to change the number on the card.
Well, that's the trouble. This one, you see, it won't read the number properly, so it won't register at all. And, I mean, half the machines don't work anyway. I travel on the bus a lot. Now, you can get on the bus and it might work once, and then when you get off it won't, and then the charge full fares, so it goes.
Phyllis, I better move on because there's a whole board of calls, but thank you very much for your contribution.